We're getting more reaction to President Obama's Oval Office speech last night. He tried to reassure a rattled America that his strategy against the self-proclaimed Islamic State is working. The president called the murder of 14 Americans in Southern California last week an act of terrorism, and he urged Americans not to give in to fear.
I know that after so much war, many Americans are asking whether we are confronted by a cancer that has no immediate cure. Well, here's what I want you to know. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Joining us now to talk about the president's address is Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead political editor. Domenico, over the weekend, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said the California massacre would require, in his words, a whole new approach to homeland security and to global terrorism. Yet last night, did we really hear any new approach or strategy from the president?
Not much new. In fact, that's been a source of criticism of the president from Republicans in particular. We heard him talk about an intensification of efforts already ongoing. And the job of a president in these kinds of instances is to reassure the public. But it's amazing just how hotly partisan the reaction really was immediately following the speech. We are, of course, in a presidential campaign, so that's to be expected.
Well, tell us a little bit about the reaction from the leading Republican presidential contenders to the president's address.
Well, we heard, like I said, right immediately following and even during Republican presidential contenders saying that that this president is offering nothing new, isn't taking the threat seriously enough in their view. We heard Jeb Bush, who is the brother of George W. Bush, who had served as the immediate past president, had said that the country needs a wartime president, needs a commander in chief. And we'd heard others say that, you know, they don't need a, quote, father in chief, but want a commander in chief. So that's a little sampling of what you heard last night.
Now, the president warned against demonizing American Muslims, but he also said Muslims have to confront those in their midst who are drawn to a radical ideology that distorts Islam. Did that mark any kind of change in rhetoric for the president?
You know, it's interesting because the president is known for kind of putting an olive branch out to Muslim-majority countries. I mean, he did that in his 2009 Cairo speech at Cairo University following George W. Bush's presidency. But, you know, it's actually not very new for the president to call out Muslim communities to say that they need to stop radicalization. In fact, I had my team go and look, and in the past year, we found at least five instances of the president calling out Muslim leaders and Muslim communities to do more while at the same time warning against any kind of discrimination. He even did so in his 2009 Cairo speech when he said, "The sooner the extremists are isolated and unwelcome in Muslim communities, the sooner we will all be safe."
He did call on Congress to take action to limit firearms, including semi-automatic assault-style weapons. Here's another clip from the president.
"The fact is that our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter, whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology. What we can do and must do is make it harder for them to kill."
Domenico, tell us about his gun proposals and if they really have any chance of going anywhere in Congress.
Well, you know, the second part of it first really doesn't have much of a chance. I mean, I've been saying that when after 20 children were killed at in Newtown, Connecticut, if nothing happened then and they were just talking about essentially background checks and a magazine limit on assault weapons, don't expect much to happen in the wake of this shooting, which really doesn't have the usual hallmarks of a mass shooting in this country. But the president is calling for, you know, restrictions on assault rifles, restrictions on magazines. That's the amount of ammunition that someone might have. Talking about increased background checks. He even called for eliminating people who are on a no-fly list to have the ability to purchase a gun in the United States, something the National Rifle Association is opposed to because there are people who are on the no-fly list who aren't necessarily, you know, might not necessarily be there correctly. So a lot of proposals, not much of them expected to pass.
All right. Thanks very much. That's Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead political editor. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.